Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and the Morning Show Studios. Today we're talking about Ithaca Schools, and we have a chance and a golden opportunity here to introduce you to Claire Federle, the district administrator for Ithaca, just taking over that role, Brandon Federle, high school, middle school principal, and Sarah Dilley, Ithaca Elementary School principal. We welcome along. Brandon, you told me we were walking in here today that this is your 20th anniversary of being on the show, right?
It was 239 months ago when I was first on the morning show. And it's been a great 20 years.
So thank you for counting?
It's the mathematician in me.
Yes, it is. So it's a new role for you. That gives us a good transition. How does it feel to be moving primarily from the classroom to a new position?
Equal parts exciting and scary. The trust that the community has in me is very, very humbling. And I do want to say the kids are great kids. I tell that to the students in the building, so much so that they repeated after me. It's a privilege to be able to teach at Ithaca. It reminded me of why I came to Richland Center in the first place. And I hope to build on that and help these kids achieve great things.
So you've taught at the collegiate level. You know, there's quite a difference. But did it kind of reinvigorate you when you went back to, you know, teaching at a little bit lower level?
There's not as much of a difference as you might think.
Really?
The biggest difference between the collegiate level and the high school level is the time required for a break. The collegiate kids, you can expect we're going to go 50 or 75 minutes and you just have to keep up. At the high school level, they're not doing anything different, but they do have to take a little bit of a break every, I would say, 20 minutes. Stop, reset, clear your mind, and then let's go again. I can honestly say, having taught Ithaca students for 20 years in some way, shape, or form, they are perfectly capable, and there's no drop-off at all.
When you saw Ithaca students coming to the campus, could you tell? Some people have told me before, you can tell that, you know, they're from this district or that district, you know, and could you tell that or not?
I don't want to say I could tell. I do want to say I did ask kids, oh, where are you from? Who's your science teacher? And I'm going to go back to the female Dr. Blackmore as setting the stage for great science education in the Ithaca district, that we continue now. I only taught a little bit of science. I taught a lot of math. And I want to say we have excellent instruction and we are looking to improve.
So are you going to spend any time in the classroom or maybe just in a fill-in basis this year?
I never want to say never. I do want to focus on being principal in the first year. I'm going to pick one job and do it well as opposed to picking many and not doing any of them well.
As far as goals, do you have goals set up that you'd like to achieve right away?
I want to be present in the classroom. I want to be able to support the teachers that are on the staff, that help them improve, help them achieve, to give the kids an example of this is what you can do. We have teachers that are doing amazing things, getting master's degrees, becoming board certified. And that's one thing that I believe my supervisor, Dr. Federle, is looking to promote, is helping our staff achieve so that we can help our students achieve.
Yeah, what are the odds that you had somebody who had a name so similar to yours wind up in the same spot, you know?
Great minds think alike.
That's what it is. So yours has the T's and she has the D's then, right?
Is that she's more local than I am, so that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay. We welcome another Dr. Federle in the studio, Claire Federle. Good to have you in here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really nice to meet you. So tell us a little bit about your background.
So like you said, I'm a little bit more local. Brandon, as you mentioned, I grew up in Waniwok and then have taught for Dells and Reedsburg. I had some time at CESA 5, very familiar with those systems. I actually got my master's through a CESA 3 cohort, so I was going to Fenimore and I've been in the area a lot. And I just really deeply love small rural school districts, and so I'm never leaving Reedsburg and being married to Mike Federle, and so I always said that I wanted to work at Waniwok, Weston, or Ithaca and be the administrator there, and I believe in service leadership and being a servant to those around you. And so having a small rural building is exactly where I want to be. And so, yeah, this opportunity came up and I took it.
So you were aware of Ithaca long before you took the job.
Oh, yes. Working at Weston, you are very aware of Ithaca. We're right next door.
Good rivalry, right?
It was, yes.
Absolutely. But what attracted you to the job then again?
Many, many things. The first and foremost, the culture. I have, like I said, going to high school at Waniwok, I've been in the building before, and actually have a friend who said it always felt like it should smell like grapes in there because of all the purple. Like, Ithaca does such a wonderful job of communicating their spirit and being a bulldog and school colors and pride. And it's always something that I wanted to be part of. And I'm like shocked and honored that I get to be now.
So you took over officially then, right?
Yes.
A few days ago.
July 1.
So you're fresh at it. So we can't really ask you how the job's going, I guess.
It's going great. No complaints.
But this time of year, what are some things you typically do or you're focusing on?
Well, I've been meeting with the principals pretty extensively. We have lots of things on the horizon that we want to investigate and make sure are going really well. This is the first year for all three of us, which I think is a blessing because our collaboration is going to be incredibly strong because the three of us are learning together, and to emulate that is nearly impossible. We have three fresh perspectives to come at this and an extensive amount of knowledge in a variety of different areas. I'm very blessed to have both of them. And so it's our year of learning, but also our year of, what about this? So it should be fun.
What about summer projects? Are there some things going on behind the scenes?
Yes. So I would like to thank the community for supporting the referendum with the roof. We are very, very grateful for that. That has been a blessing. Not having to worry about your building not being able to function when it rains is a gift, and we're excited. We also have summer meals going on right now, which is going great. Pickup is Wednesdays from 8 to 5, and you can still sign up on the website. Any child under the age of 18, I apologize, is included in that. So you can live anywhere and attend school anywhere and just sign up on our website and then show up on Wednesdays, and you get 5 days of breakfast and lunch. And that's something I did not create, but I am so proud that we have a beautiful thing to give the community that anyone that needs it can have access to it.
There's a lot of food in that pack, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a lot more breakfast than I eat for sure.
But a good thing.
Yes,
absolutely.
A great thing.
Sure. And behind the scenes, I always love the time of year when you walk into the school and everything smells new and fresh, yes, and there's new paint and all kinds of things.
That special floor polish smell, yes. Absolutely, yes.
So you're going through that right now.
Yes, and it's nice to have families in the building still, even in summertime, and, breaks up just us adults all hanging out.
Yeah, right, exactly. We'll come back to you in a little bit.
Thank you.
But we have another new member of the administration team to introduce you to. Sarah Dilley is here. Sarah, how are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
Good to have you. So tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I started in education over 20 years ago, a graduate from UW-Platteville in elementary ed with a special ed inclusion minor. Most recently, I was teaching special education, so I'm happy to have that as part of my repertoire coming into this position. I think it'll be very helpful. I've also served as a general education teacher and an interventionist, and I was formerly at Ithaca and served as the alternate administrator, so I have some experience in the district.
Right, so you've had some background with Ithaca before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So what attracted you back to the building?
I think what I've heard so far, I can agree fully with the culture. The community is like none that I've seen. It's a special place at Ithaca, and good things are happening there.
So they've expanded a little bit. I know the 4K program is alive and well. Could you tell us about that? Is there anything you'd like to update us with that?
I can. I'm excited to share a couple of great programs that we offer at our school to support families with consistent care for children throughout the day. First, we have what's called our wraparound program, and this is specifically for our 4K students enrolled at the Ithaca District. Our 4K program runs on a half-day schedule, either in the morning or the afternoon. When students aren't in their classroom session, they're welcomed into that wraparound care program, which offers structured supervision and activities during the rest of the day. And the best part of that is it's completely free. And If your child is enrolled in a program in another district and their school happens to be closed for the day, we are welcoming those children as well on those days as long as space is available. So we're here to support working families however we can. And in addition to that, we have before and after school care for children in 4K through 8th grade. And this program is open to families from any community, not just those in the Ithaca district. Our hours are from 6 to 7:30 in the morning and again from 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. And that cost is $4 per hour. And for families who may need a little help, we do have financial assistance options available.
Where do students meet for that before and after school? Where do they usually congregate to?
Great question. So that is new this year. It will be in our school building.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be very convenient then.
Right? I think it will for Ithaca families and families from other communities as well.
So you're an elementary principal. And
yes.
What's the job description like there other than obvious?
I'm learning as I go. It's and the list keeps growing, I think. I'm the principal. I'm also the director of curriculum and instruction and the district assessment coordinator. And then I will help oversee some of this wraparound and before and after school programming as well. But all, you know, any questions for families can, you know, call the office and we can help walk through that as well.
What about the staff? Any new positions open there in the elementary that you'd like to talk about?
I'm so excited to say that all of our teaching positions have been filled. And really importantly, too, I think, is that the positions are filled by some quality veteran teachers. So we're very excited to have them on board.
Mm-hmm. So it makes your job easier, I'm sure, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, yes.
Yeah, great. And in terms of goals, some things that you'd like to see installed or some things that you want to work on for this next year, Sarah?
Well, I think I'm excited to get the staff in the building, meet with each and every staff member about what's important to them. I'll do a lot of listening and observing, I think, at first, and then seeing what the needs are and going from there.
I know that we think of principals, or at least I do, as, you know, disciplinarians and that kind of thing, but that's probably, you know, that's not the first thing that you do.
I'm hoping that's a small portion of the position. And, you know, if there are, you know, behavioral challenges, you know, we partner with families and students and help to, you know, teach them even in those situations, because learning occurs not just in those, you know, math and ELA hours of the day, but also during, you know, social interactions and things.
Indeed. What about you, Brandon, in terms of discipline? You know, that's a different role, although you had to be a disciplinarian in your classroom, obviously, but it's different as a whole, isn't it?
Well, first off, in a classroom, giving the instructors the great staff that we have, the tools to be successful and set the classroom tone. Each classroom looks different, much like the studio was different when Ron Fruit was here than when you're sitting here in the studio, and being respectful of that. There are times when people need some assistance, and that's where the principal steps in. And it's not a, I don't want to pound the table and ruin your sound levels here, but I do want to say that issues, there's typically an underlying reason why the issue is going on. And coming along with students, teachers, and families to figure out what is going on and figuring out a positive path forward. It could range from, I might have been the kid who was bored in class and engaged in mischief just for something to do. If that's the case, not understanding the material to, you know, having something else that's going on and helping that issue will bring focus to what's going on in the classroom.
Well, I believe in a small school, you're able to kind of find those things a little easier, aren't you?
Biggest blessing is the biggest curse. At Ithaca, it is hard to get lost. It is also hard to get lost.
That's a good way to put it, though, obviously.
It is great to be able to walk into school and know every one of the students by a first name, being able to mention that I might have had some parents in class at the campus back when, which dates my age, but also shows that we're in for the long haul. We are interested in your success. So come, let's work alongside, figure out what your goals are and figure out how to get you to those goals.
Well said. And I don't think, you know, obviously you don't connect with every student, but sometimes, you know, some of the greatest coaches and teachers I ever had, as a student, you didn't want to disappoint them. You know, and I think sometimes you get to that level as an educator, don't you?
There is a great heritage of excellent teachers at Ithaca. You know, when you mention Ron Donahoe, you know, one of the greatest math teachers to ever walk in a school building. I could have only hoped to live up to that legacy. We have some excellent teachers in the building right now. I had the privilege of having a meeting this morning with Mike Andreessen, our math teacher, who teaches AP stats, and there was a 77% pass rate on our AP exam this year. Just amazing achievement that comes from instructors who care.
Mm-hmm. Connecting with students.
Absolutely.
Right. And in the small school, you know, obviously there are some challenges as well, as we well know. And what do you see as far as the future with small schools such as Ithaca, and maybe some challenges that you can turn into positives?
Well, in a small school, you cannot offer everything to everyone. So it's really being intentional about understanding what the students need and then providing those opportunities. If the students need CTE education, that needs to be a focus. If students need workforce assistance, that's going to be a focus. And we have, greatness runs in the family. You know, James Need does an excellent job in CTE and tech ed. Melissa Sprecher over in ag, to Heather Deitelhoff in family consumer sciences. Is it university preparation? And we have students that want to do that. And we've spoken on, well, not we, it's been spoken of on air before about the quality of the youth apprenticeship and school to work options that are award winning at the Ithaca district, and the work that Monica Kirshner does putting those together. If I were to sit here and say, we're going to offer a new, I'm picking sociology, we're going to offer a new sociology program, but that's not what the students need, then it'd be foolish for us to do that. So getting to know the kids, getting to know the families, and giving them the opportunities that they need tailored to their education.
And having worked with the staff, as you mentioned, that probably gives you the idea of how many talented people you have around you. And there's a kind of a fine line sometimes, not micromanaging, just kind of letting them do their job, right?
Give the folks in the school the tools they need to be successful. Give them the encouragement they need to be successful, and get out of their way. It's a lot like what you see in the kids. Sometimes when you back off and get out of their way, they do things that you would have never thought of.
Claire, you're next up. You're it this time, so we'll quiz you a little bit more here. Again, thanks for agreeing to join us. Did you want to kind of dovetail into some of the things Brandon said there at the close, the last portion?
Yes, you were kind of asking about different things that are specific to Ithaca, and I think one of the really beautiful opportunities that we have is that customization of education. And how our students are not a number. We know them all personally and individually, and we do tailor their educational experiences to what they need and want and what they want to grow into be. Within that, you don't have to choose between things like sports and music. You get to do both, and that's not always the case in districts that get a little bit bigger than us. We have an incredibly strong CTE program that lets people or students pursue what they want to pursue, that then sets them up for a lot of success in their fields as they leave us. And that is our goal as a K-12 system, to enrich the lives of our community through the students that get really successful, happy lives after they leave us. And I'm really, as I am learning how all of our systems work and more of the culture, we're so flexible on what kids need. And I have just been blown away with the, you know, tip of the iceberg that I've already seen of all the things that we do and all the mountains that we move to give kids a very tailored educational experience. And I'm already proud of it, and I didn't build it.
But really, since you've been in education, really a lot of things have changed.
Yes.
And the whole focus, you talked about that, the school to work program, for lack of a better term. But I mean, you're really getting into that more so now, aren't
you? Yes. When I began my educational career, it really felt like we pushed kids into, you know, four-year college. If you want to be successful, you're going to need that four-year degree. And the work landscape has changed a lot. And I think with the advent of AI, it's going to change even more. And getting students ready for that is a very organic one-on-one basis job these days. And I think sometimes it's easy for teachers and systems to get overwhelmed trying to create that. And so having everyone in the same building is a really magical thing, because you start with us in 4K and you finish with us your senior year. And along the way, we have found out what exactly you need and who you are and who you want to be and the hurdles you have to overcome. And we've helped you with that. That's why I want to be at Ithaca, is my office is with the children, and that's not always something a superintendent wants, but I do. And I think it's really important that I know each and every kid and where they're going to, how we're going to help them to get where they want to be.
We had some staff on last school year that talked about having the whole, you know, they had them the whole time or in the same building, you know, from 4K all the way to senior year. And that is kind of a rare thing, isn't
it? It's super magical. And, something that I can't even fathom how the kindergarten teacher must feel as they watch those seniors walk across the stage and know, oh, I started that. Such a cool thing.
All your positions are filled in for the
high school? Yes, they are. It is the beginning of July, and I am in awe to say that every single position in the district is completely filled. Outside of, I will put a little asterisk next to that, we always need subs, and if anyone wants to be a bus driver, please do so. It's a really lovely gig, and you get some pretty awesome work hours. We have two very calm, qualified principals that are going to lead our buildings full of very professional, amazing educators that have so many accolades behind them that I can't even comprehend it. And everyone's ready to meet student needs. And like I said, it's the beginning of July and we're already there. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it, won't it?
Yes, it will.
I'm sure when they were interviewing you and you took the job, they probably told you about the Ithaca School Fair, that you got to get ready for that. So that'll be a little ways down the road yet, but still, you kind of hit the ground running.
We do. And I'm not even there yet.
but you learned about it, I'm sure.
Yes, and know the importance. Oh, yes. There's so many amazing traditions. And actually, I'm guessing, Brandon, you probably have firsthand experience with some of those things, right?
Oh, absolutely. I will have to give up my spot directing traffic at the end of the parade this year, most likely.
No.
Oh, no. But the idea that Ithaca is one of three districts left in the state that has a fair. And the level of pride, the number of folks that come back, the parents, the grandparents that I see that talk about, you know, when they were part of the fair, the homecoming game in the afternoon, and then the last 2 years I've helped to chaperone the homecoming dance. It makes for a long day. Man, is it a wonderful day.
Yeah, it really is. And again, it's an extension of the classroom, isn't it?
Absolutely. You see the kids showing off the projects that they put into the fair, from, you know, the kids at Clover Bud level, if I could use 4-H, to the ones that are doing their very last moment at the fair. And the biggest thing that surprised me was the number of tears when the kids realized this was their last fair as a student.
Right. Interesting. And you know, the legacy, Sarah, as you walk down the hall, you see all those pictures of all the past graduates down the hall.
Absolutely. Yes. And I, too, have been part of the Ithaca Fair. It is an awesome thing. If you haven't been to the Ithaca School Fair, the parade is something, because the kids are the same kids in every organization and every sport. So they get to the end and then they run back and then they come back through the fair. And it is just this awesome thing. And here I am, a kid who was raised in town, but I have learned to judge poultry and swine, and which was helpful, I guess, a foreshadowing, because I'm now married to a farmer.
So you might be called upon to judge this year at the fair then, right?
I could be. I'm ready to go.
Maybe. You're ready. And your daughter teaches at Weston, correct?
That's right. Yes. Sadie Bowen is at Weston, ag teacher there, and enjoying her role.
That's awesome. So as you hit the ground running this year, I'm sure you're looking forward to hearing the little footsteps and the voices in the hall here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, at Ithaca, you know, as has been said already, we take pride in differentiated, you know, learning and teaching experience for all of our students. And I can say that the kids are truly at the heart of every decision that we make. Mm-hmm. So it's a neat place.
Yeah, well said. Now, what about some back-to-school events? Are you having anything there in terms of
We will be updating our website and making sure that all of that is on there. And our Facebook page, we've got our back-to-school night and all of that good stuff coming up.
Sure, because parents will want to know, you know, kind of those things. And the kids especially when they can get
Absolutely.
Their class schedule.
It's an exciting time, yes.
Right, so it'll be here. Brandon, too, we wanted to ask you, I know there are about a few staff positions filled here in recent days, but you have a choir and band teacher, it sounds like.
Yes, her name is Kennedy Kellberg, and like I said, she comes to us from Winona State. It's hard to find someone that is licensed in both instrumental and vocal music, so I'd like to think that we've found a unicorn traipsing around southwest Wisconsin somewhere. We also have Megan Amos, who will be coming in the middle school to teach science and English language arts, so in the not too distant future, when those folks get in and get settled, we'd like to bring them out here to introduce them to the listeners.
We'd love to have them. So for the music position, will the new teacher be using the band room or the choir room, or they combine them, or how are you going to do that?
So the answer is yes. The band room, because of the equipment, we're not going to transport the band equipment. The choir room is off by the elementary side, and I have seen the elementary kids walk through the high school hallway, and there's almost like a sense of fear because there's the big kids over there. So we're going to keep elementary music over near the elementary school to make it easier for those kids to get to and from music. And then we're going to keep band in the band room because I don't want to see a kettle drum being transported down the hallway three times a week. It will take a little bit of getting used to. It's going to take some organization from Kennedy. I will also say that Mary Beth Behrens has done a wonderful job the last few years. We're really appreciative to her, and she really left the program in a place where Kennedy can be successful.
Yeah. You're going to let her retire now, it looks like, officially. So.
We will be asking her to come back and visit, but not because we're paying her. It's because we want to see her and say hello.
We've talked about new staff position, Brandon, but you have some that have been around a long time on the staff as well.
I think it goes without mention that Peg Durkin is coming back. She is an amazing teacher. And, you know, when you talk about someone who's shepherded children from 4K to their graduation years, Peg sees everyone. She has seen their parents. She has seen their grandparents. She points to her picture up on the wall, which is somewhere near your picture, if I remember right, Phil.
I'm in the second of the newest case, by the way.
Okay. So, yeah. She bleeds purple. And her love for the district is one that I can't even describe with words. She is a mentor. She was a mentor to me. She's a mentor to some students who produce some amazing art. And she really is a jewel.
We talk about some of the successes, too. You know, forensics has been very successful there through the years. And, you know, the math program and everything else. So you're going to continue, I'm sure, strong in those departments, too.
Absolutely. We have a young lady, Abby Planka, going to California for an FBLA national competition. And she excited, but not surprised that she made it. We have FCCLA, we have forensics, and those are typically groups that win awards, succeed, solo and ensemble. So the arts and the academics are rich. So it's not always about football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, although you can do that too if you want.
Talk too about the challenges, because obviously in this electronic world, that's changed in your years of education as well. And we talk about embracing screens, but also taking some time away too. How do you handle that?
Technology is a tool, and in order to navigate the 21st century, you have to be able to use the tools at your disposal. Use them wisely. And so, you know, there's a time and a place when, you know, look at this picture. All right, don't spend 20 minutes trying to recreate the picture. Snap it, put it in your notes later. Or with our students that are doing dual credit opportunities, they need to use their devices to authenticate so they can access class content. But then there's also focus. And when your phone is going off and you get 47 notifications in one class period, I did count, it was 47. That is unhealthy as well. And so how do we teach these kids what appropriate use of this tool is to be successful without getting distracted?
Mm-hmm. Well said. So are there going to be some things at the start of the school year to address those? Or?
Well, we do have a technology policy, and the policy is no device use except during lunch or breakfast, with the exception of bona fide educational reasons. So accessing content for your classes, authenticating to take an online class. The AP classes use electronic devices to get quizzes or tests and things like that. So, you know, there are times when technology is appropriate, and using the technology for its intended purpose is fine, well, and good. And then telling the kids, put the phone away when you don't need to.
Are you excited about the new school year, Claire?
I'm absolutely enthralled about the new school year.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, that is impossible to answer. There's so many good things. Like I said, I am really excited that my office is with children. Having worked in Reedsburg previously, I had an office in every building at one point or another. But my last couple of years, I had one at Central Office, and I found out that I am not someone that can sit in a building with just adults all day long. So I'm very excited about that. I'm incredibly excited about having these two principals that are with me that have such a rich Ithaca background and history and are equally as excited as I am. And that's something that's really already blown me away, is all of the positivity, how excited everyone is. Like I said, the culture is unparalleled. I can't believe that I get to work here. It's so exciting.
Another thing is just crunching the numbers, though, you know, and mm-hmm. making financially things yes. work in the small school. And the school, you know, that's the plight we live in here yes. in the state of Wisconsin right now. But how do the numbers look for Ithaca?
Our numbers actually look incredibly good, without being too optimistic, because you should always approach school finance with a little bit of caution. We are very blessed that we passed a referendum, and so that kind of lifts a little bit of weight. But my mentality around school finance is, everything you do, you should be able to explain to someone at the grocery store. And so when it comes to the decisions that we're making with the money, we have to be responsible fiscal stewards of that. We are paid out of local funds, as well as, you know, there's state and federal things that come in too, but it's looking very positive. We're in a really lucky spot, but also I don't want to take that for granted. And I would like to plan for the next 20, 30, 40 years to make sure that stays that way. And so making those decisions now that ensure our future is also fiscally positive, is really important to me.
Yeah, because none of us know what education is going to look like in 10 or 20 years.
No, think of someone that started in 2019 that had no idea COVID was coming and what that was going to look like. So it's impossible to plan. There's always going to be things, but I think if we're, you know, smart, we try and plan ahead as much as we can, looking forward on what that's going to look like. Like I said, being good stewards of that money, I think then we will have good outcomes.
Great. Well, it's been awesome to meet you today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming into the studios. Hopefully we didn't scare you away. We hope to
absolutely
have you back
not.
On a regular basis. Anything else anybody else would like to add here today?
The other thing I want to say is it's always a great day to be a Bulldog.
I was just going to say, aren't we all supposed to say go Bulldogs right now?
Go Bulldogs. That's your cue.
That's right.
Well, thanks. Here's to a good school year. We'll see you all soon.
So,
thank you.
You bet. Dr. Brandon Federle joining us. Dr. Claire Federle. Remember, that's Feddery. And Brandon is Fettery. Got to get the people educated here. And Sarah Dilley. Thank you so much for joining us today.